Back out near the point. They send it behind the net. 16 seconds left. Hagel has it. Pass to a teammate point. They're holding on to the puck, and the Ducks can't do anything about it. Getzel has it up against the board. 5 seconds. Anaheim has it. Come to center. 2 seconds. One, and this game is over. On a last-second shot, as the Ducks enter the Tampa Bay defensive zone. Last hope was Terry. Shot was way out. The goaltender comes up with a stop, and the Ducks lose a heartbreaker 4-3.
Well, you got to tip your cap to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, plain and simple, showed up to play here in today's game. But you also got to tip your cap to the good guys, the Anaheim Ducks, who, once again, short stab. You have Mikael Granlund leave the game little less than midway through. And the boys just battled. They battled hard, down 3-1, came back to tie it 3-3. Unfortunate penalty there late sends this power play unit for the Tampa Bay Lightning, who, you know what, they were on their A game, that Tampa Bay power play. They continued to just make solid plays till the very end, and it ended up costing the Anaheim Ducks.
All right, we'll take a quick break so you can get some post-game show in with Alexis Downey back in SoCal. Again, the final 4-3 in favor of the host, Tampa Bay. Back with the post-game wrap in just a moment on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check the weather first before wearing face paint to the game.
Bro, your gold cats is dripping into your nachos.
Oh, and now paint is in my eyes.
Interception! Did you see that?
No!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Busy schedule? Flex plans are now available to let you choose the games that you want. Select 7 or more games to save big and get discounts on concessions and merch. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey, live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Ducks fell on the road this afternoon to the Tampa Bay Lightning, a final score 4-3. Welcome into our post-game show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Needham, who is at Benchmark International Arena. Emmer, that game just came down to the wire in that third period, but Tampa seemed to dominate in those last couple minutes.
Yeah, it came down to the wire indeed. And yeah, look, even when the Bolts got that late goal there, they just hemmed it in and were playing keep away. That go-ahead goal there, make it 4-3, scored by Anthony Cirelli, assisted by Victor Hedman and Nikita Kucherov. So Kucherov, not only, and you said that, you laid that storyline out there, AD, with the potential for him to get his 1,000 point. Not only did that, but he continued to just dominate all the offense flowing through Kucherov there. He continued to do big game things all game long. So he, in particular, was tough to stop for the Ducks.
Kucherov, a two-point night. Anthony Cirelli, a three-point night for Tampa Bay. A couple other guys that also had two-point nights for the Lightning overall. It was a game that they definitely wanted to win, only having won one so far this season. The Ducks not able to get the points here. So let's get into the highlights in this game. Big part of it, Lukáš Dostál was very good in this game in the net, and he had a big save early in the game to kick things off.
Here's Tampa coming in, back out high slot. Mitchell makes play on the right wing side. They move it in front. Look out, here a shot. Oh, and Lukáš Dostál with a glove save. And how did he react so quickly to that shot so close to him?
Dostál, 29 for 33 in this game. Emerson, what did you see from him?
Oh, he was patient, even under duress. We saw a in-tight, of course, Kucherov play. He had multiple just glove saves in-tight that he just fended off. I mean, and I said it during the broadcast, it doesn't matter if it's the average fourth liner who's in-tight on a breakaway or it's a guy like Kucherov. I mean, he is just so calm under duress, and he was right there on that last play.
As we moved along in the first period, Tampa got the first goal. It was Jake Guentzel getting the goal, 1-0 after the first. The Ducks out shooting the Lightning, though, 15-12. In the second period, the Ducks were rewarded, and it was Jacob Trouba extending his point streak to 3 games now, and he got the next goal for the team.
And here's a quick play off the faceoff.
And a score! That puck got through! And it was Jacob Trouba who blasted one in that circle to the left of the Tampa goal. And the Anaheim Ducks are on the board for the initial time. It's a 1-1 game.
Not only did Trouba get the goal, Emmer, but Troy Terry had a great pass right off from the faceoff right over to him.
You're spot on with that. And how about the faceoff, Mason McTavish winning that, the help, the support? It was what I was alluding to there in the pregame, similar to the preparation Nikita Nesterenko and Mikhail Granlund, Troy Terry had on the opening faceoff. Last game was the same preparation that they had on that play in particular. But as you mentioned, great faceoff execution, way to win that battle, great pass by Troy Terry. And how about that clapper, upper short side by Troops there? That was phenomenal.
Really nice goal from him, and we're happy to see him getting these points in consecutive games at this point for the Ducks. 1-1 game after that one. Tampa would score 2 more in that second period. Jake Guentzel and Anthony Cirelli, the goal scorers, 3-1 into the third period. And it was Ryan Poehling getting his first goal as a Duck. Great backhanded pass from Ross Johnston over to him.
Here comes Ross Johnston on the far side.
Centers it, score! That's a boy! Johnston to Poehling. Kind of an unusual two-man break in front of the opposition goal, but we'll take it. Hooray, hooray for Poehling. Hooray, hooray for Johnston. All of a sudden, the Ducks are within one.
You have to be imagine that Poehling is happy to finally get his first goal with the team.
Oh, 100%. But Steve and I, in one of the last commercial breaks, were talking about how much heads-up hockey he's been playing. He just seems to not make mistakes. He makes the perfect outlet passes in the defensive zone. Perfect execution and getting the spots, as we saw Beckett Seneca find him there on that stretch pass in the neutral zone. And just a nose for the net. We've been seeing his steady offensive high IQ playing and thinking since dating back to early on in preseason. And so he continues to trend in the right direction. We're seeing strong defensive plays now turn into strong offensive, obviously, finishes, as we just saw. And I think a note must be made on Ross Johnson and his offensive playmaking. It was Ryan Reeves as a guy probably known from a pure fighter perspective as one of the top offensive weapons or players with skill when it comes to that enforcer role. But I got to say, Ross Johnson clearly worked on his game a ton throughout the offseason. He's come back a different player. And now I think he's rivaling Reeves as far as pure enforcers that are making plays at a great rate. So he's entered that conversation of pure enforcers, pure fighters that have some skill added to their games. He's shown it on a shift-in, shift-out basis throughout this season, and I know it's only going to continue.
Not only that offensive skill, Emmer, but I think it's been three games in a row now he's gotten in a some sort of fight on the ice.
No big deal, right? He can do it all. What can he do? Ross Johnson, he could fight, he could score. And, you know, that was one of the prettier passes I've seen in quite some time. It was backhand. It was fast. He had to get it off in a hurry, and it was precise. So good on him for those heads-up plays.
59 seconds after that Poehling goal, we got to see Troy Terry score a goal and tie the game up at 8-10 into the third.
Carlson lets it go. Gauthier is shot. And that's a chest save there. Another shot. They score! Attaboy, Troy Terry on a rebound. And the Ducks have fought from behind here. How about this effort against a good Tampa team? It's a 3-3 score.
It's goals galore for the good guys.
I liked that there, Emerson. And, you know, Troy Terry, four games in a row now, he's gotten a point.
Yeah, and he's been playing solid all along. I know it took him a few games to get on the score sheet when it comes to goals are concerned, but we talked about it. A great forecheck there by Cutter Gauthier. Bad angle shot created some havoc there, and Troy just wants it. He's doing what he's always done, but there's a little bit more spark under him. He's had more jump over the last two, three games, really the start of this road trip there in Chicago. You could really see him start to really turn on the jets and beautiful ozone entries here. I talked about that in that interview with him, that beautiful stop-up play that he had in the first period. That wasn't it. It was the goal we just heard. He was making positive plays all game long.
Ducks tied it in the third there after that Troy Terry goal, but Tampa Bay would get a power play opportunity, and after the Ducks PK did really well all game, unfortunately, Tampa was able to get one on the power play.
Pass it around, high slot, Hedman kind of quarterbacking this thing, threw it in front, and they score on a goal by Braden Point. And it's 4-3 for the host, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
The game-winning goal ended up being credited to Anthony Cirelli. Emerson, that one hurt there at the end, especially after seeing the Ducks fighting back so well in that third period.
Yeah, it's stung. And you know what? Ross Johnson's such a good human being, a leader through and through. You know he went to that dressing room after the final buzzer and just said, you know what, my bad, boys. And everyone, you know, respects a guy like Ross. He's just tough, right? He comes out, has a game like that, is one of the big reasons why his team fought back into this game and tied it up. And it just, that stung, right? Him going in the box, you knew that there was going to be some unsettling things that were going to transpire, because the power play looked good all game long. And this is a Tampa Bay Lightning team who's won Stanley Cups not too long ago. They still have their core pieces from that team here, so they could do some damage. So it wasn't a good feeling heading into that late power play. You know that they knew it might be their only chance to seal the deal, and they did.
It's tough, too, when you look at this game, because it was a different style game. It felt like a lot more scoring chances, a little bit of a cleaner, crisper game by both sides.
Yeah, I mean, both teams were skating well. As you mentioned, both teams played very similar, both utilizing their speed throughout the neutral zone early on the game. Both teams were flying, but in particular, their transition game, the entries, I mentioned not only Troy Terry doing wonders there, Beckett Seneca looking great on the rush as he always is, but Hagel for them, Braden Point was using that speed and kicking it out. They were kicking it out, middle driving, tossing at the net, and both teams were doing it. Tampa Bay just doing a tad better, but hats off to this Ducks team. I mean, you're out Goods, you're out Stromer, you're out of course Mikael Granlund going down there, you're out Chris Kreider, so there's so many key pieces, and the fact that they're even in the conversation with tying it up late against a team like Tampa, or in the discussion of coming out with any points. It's just hats off to Coach Q, Jay Woodcroft, the rest of the staff for getting their team prepared, ready, even amongst some adversity.
Yeah, really good point there. And also, this was the first four-game week for the Ducks. Now they've got 2 days before they take on the Florida Panthers. Not an easy test in that one.
Yeah, they're going to go back to the drawing board and quite frankly, do a lot of what they did in that game plan here today. And that's a lot of shots, 40 shots on goal. That's more than enough needed to come out with 2 points. So they're going to have to at least have that total here going into the reigning champions, Florida Panthers. Yeah, they're banged up, but boy, do they still have a boatload of talent there. I look forward to it. It's going to be an action-packed game, probably a lot similar to the one we saw here today, so I can't wait.
All right, Emerson, thank you for joining us here, and we will see you on Tuesday in Florida. Same state, but the other Florida team.
Thanks for having me. I hope we flip the script here. I hope we do to the Florida Panthers what the Lightning did to us here at Benchmark International Arena. So had fun in this one. Unfortunately, we did not come out with any points, but the boys battle hard. And I couldn't be more proud of this team. Just fighting hard, and I know they're going to fight there in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, we're going to step aside now. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this game in Tampa tonight and look ahead to the next game, the final game on this road trip for the Anaheim Ducks.
Trade for the best. Honda's the most awarded brand in car and driver 10 best history. Save thousands on a new Honda today with 0.99% financing. Get more for your trade and save on the best gas, hybrid, and EV vehicles with financing as low as 0.99% APR on a new Honda like a 2025 Ridgeline. Visit your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Financing on credit approval offer ends 11/3/25.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So, I'm opening my own coffee shop.
I smell a caffeinated catastrophe.
And I needed menu boards and banners printed.
What you really needed was a reality check.
Staples really came through. They printed menus and signs, even flyers, in time for my grand opening.
And that's when the other shoe dropped.
Not quite. I got $125 off my custom print order.
Cha-ching! For your business printing, Staples.
That was easy.
Now save up to $125 on custom print orders. Valid in-store and online. Ends 11/1. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Meet Barkley. When Barkley smells gas, he leaves fast. When Barkley hears hissing coming from a gas appliance, he leaves fast. When Barkley sees dirt or water shooting from the ground, he leaves fast. Barkley then calls 911 and Southwest Gas from a safe location.
Did that dog just grab a phone and dial 911?
Gas lines can be buried anywhere, so remember to call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, an exclusive OA member vest, and new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Welcome back into our post-game show, wrapping up this Ducks game on the road this afternoon. Final score from Benchmark International Arena. I'm still getting used to that one. Tampa Bay Lightning taking down the Ducks 4-3. Good fight from the Ducks in that third period. We just talked about it with Emerson, but in the end, Tampa had a game plan. They stuck to it, and they ended up coming away with it, and it was a power play goal in the end. Unfortunately for the Ducks, I thought their penalty kill looked pretty strong in this game. So a bit of a heartbreaker to give up that final goal in the end there while the team was on the PK. And a couple notable storylines from this one. The Ducks losing Mikael Granlund in this game. He left with a lower body injury, did not return as of the second and third period. So hopefully he's okay. And we have to say the same, too, about last game. You look back, the team lost Radko Gudas. So it's tough when they're already facing some injury struggles. Obviously, Chris Kreider with an illness, so different story. So hopefully we'll get to see him back. And I really think that these next 2 days will give the team some time to reset and hopefully maybe get healthy before Tuesday. So a couple things here I wanted to get to before we get over to the text line. The Ducks put up 40 shots on goal in this game. They continue to shoot the puck, which is really great on that end because coming into it, they were third in the NHL for shots on goal on average per game. And hasn't been updated yet, but I'm sure they'll remain high up there with a game like this. Tampa Bay had 33, and I already noted in this game, Lukáš Dostál in the net. But honestly, I felt like aside, you know, you look at the goals, I felt like he had a really good game, came up with some big saves in key moments. And we know the offensive power that Tampa Bay has. It was on display in this game, and there were some key saves from Dostal. And on the other end of the ice, the Ducks couldn't find an answer at some points for Jonas Johansson. So on that end, it was kind of a little bit of a battle of the goaltenders at points in this game, in my opinion. Let's get over to the text line now. Daniel from Corona, another great fight back from down two for the Ducks, but we've got to stay out of the penalty box. Yes, they were bound to net one eventually. Truly a masterclass in keeping away from the Lightning after they took the lead. Still loving the fight of this team. I expect to see some anger from this one flow into Tuesday against the Panthers. Daniel, that's a great point. And I think that there is going to be a fight for this team in that final game because this road trip has been going really well for the Ducks. I mean, this was their first regulation loss. They did, of course, lose in Chicago in overtime, but able to get a point in that game. So they're now 2-1-1 on this road trip. It's a long one, too. So as we heard in the pregame show, Nikita Nesterenko talking about how it's a little bit of a mental, there's a mental aspect with the travel and with staying in these games. So you got to think about that, too. So, yes, definitely really liked the fight from the Ducks still being down like that. But we really need to see this team score first more than just one game this year. Of the 7 of 8 games, they have not scored first. Only one time this season. So would like to see that. That's something that Coach Q talked about, playing with the lead. It really could make a difference. And we saw that in Nashville. So I think you're right. And I think that this is going to carry over into that game on Tuesday when they take on the Panthers. Another text here from Tony for Emerson. Like you say, little things matter in a tight game. Seneca obviously tripped up along the boards at the end of the second period and no call. Sure would have been nice to start the third on a clean sheet with a man advantage. No, not complaining, just saying your thoughts. I saw that and I agreed with you. I was very surprised that that was not called, especially seeing it was a clear trip. Sprawled out on the ice was Beckett Seneca. So yeah, I think there was another potential no call too for the Ducks. So there was a couple times I was shaking my head. Even the Ross Johnston one in the end, close game situation, but you know, that's something he just has to wear. And like Emerson said, go in, say, hey, that's my bad. You know, in the end, a penalty is a penalty. And unfortunately, you can't be taking them late in a tie game like that, especially when you're putting a Tampa Bay Lightning team on the power play with the firepower that they have, as I've been saying. So, yeah, I think that this game overall for the Ducks, there was some good parts of it. I really liked their on the rush plays. There was a couple really good chances that they had at the net, some great high danger scoring chances. Like I said, Johansson did really well in the net for Tampa Bay. And, you know, the Ducks did give up a couple on their end, too. There were some turnovers that led to great chances for the Bolts. So bit of back and forth. Like I said, just a cleaner, crisper game overall. I kind of like that style, too. It's just a different game plan. And it was a fun game to watch in that end. It was a very fast game. So a lot of aspects of this one, I think that the Ducks can look back at and look at those little details, as Tony was just saying in his message. All right, we're going to step aside now. When we come back, we'll have our final segment of the post-game show, looking ahead to the final game of this road trip.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutcracker, boy band tee, and so much more. See the complete list at AnaheimDucks.com/promotions.
Welcome back into the post-game show, wrapping up this game in Tampa Bay. Ducks taking on the Lightning. The next time they'll see the Lightning is New Year's Eve, but it's going to be a matinee game. So a little different when you look at the schedule this year for our games against Tampa. They have yet to win inside that building for a number of years. So when you look ahead to their next meeting with Tampa, I think it's going to be a fun game as well. A couple last stats I wanted to read off before we get to one last text message and wrap up the show. I mentioned the shots on goal for the Ducks, but how about the individual effort in this game? In the third period, Cutter Gauthier, 7 shots on goal in total in this game. I did mention that in that third period, but following up behind him, Troy Terry had 4, Jacob Trouba had 4 shots. So that's where you see this high number of 40 coming in for Anaheim. And it was a big loss to lose Mikael Granlund in this game also, because after that first period, he was 7-1 in faceoffs, and the Ducks ended up finishing at just under about 48%. So still struggling to, you know, out face off their opponent on that end. So something that they'll continue to work on. It was a 2-point night too for Troy Terry. He's the only multi-point player for the Ducks in this game. And as I mentioned earlier, a couple of those on Tampa Bay for this game. Another message on our text line read from Buena Park. The Lightning's best players were just a little bit better than the Ducks' best players. The quick pace of the game was unreal, and both goaltenders were absolutely sensational. The Ducks kept attacking despite the loss of Granlund, and Nesterenko starts to look much more confident with every game. I feel the Ducks are chasing games a little too much and need to start more games with the lead. Positive note, the Ducks have had at least 30 shots in every game this season. Well, that's why I mentioned they're high in the shots on goal list in the NHL this year. And that's certainly a positive. There were times where we'd be under 20 in some games in the last couple years. And to see them shooting the puck as much as they are, you never know how a puck can bounce one way and go in. So it's been a lot of offense for this team, and I think that's why they have to turn around and look at their decor. Obviously, Ian Moore stepping in today with the loss of Radko Gudas the last game. So be curious to see, you know, what this lineup looks like on Tuesday as far as some of these shifts with losing players. And hopefully, like I said, these next couple days, they have some time to reset and get ready to go for that next game on Tuesday in Florida, taking on the Panthers. It's a 4:00 Pacific time start, which means it'll be an early pregame show right here on Duckstream at 3:30. Make sure to join us then as the Ducks finish off this 12-day road trip. I feel like they've been on the road for 2 weeks. It's felt like a really long time, oddly. And then they're going to come back home, play inside Honda Center on Halloween. That's going to be a fun one against the Detroit Red Wings, who have had some early season success, as we know. But a couple last notes on the Florida Panthers, the Ducks' next opponent. In 9 games played, they have 4 wins, 5 losses. They're coming off a loss to the Pittsburgh Penguins in their last game, which they've been a team that's been a bit surprising. But as we know, the Ducks were able to take them down in the home opener, so that was an exciting game. So Florida, the next one on the list, and then the Ducks will be coming home. But if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can on the other side of the break. Steve and Emerson had the call in Tampa Bay for this one. Otherwise, the final score, 4-3. The Ducks lose by 1 goal, unfortunately. Hope to bounce back on Tuesday. Thank you for listening to the post-game show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.